The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
And welcome to Kill and Crack on Radio Southland 96.5. And I'm your host, Leon, so welcome along to another great show. Got loads happening today. It's a Monday, recording on a Monday. It's been a bit of a cold one, but we've made it to the studio. The heat's on. Grab yourself a mug of cocoa. I don't know why. Why would you even grab cocoa? I don't know. Grab whatever you want to. And some great tunes today. So we're going to just, you know, get the vibe going with a bit of David Keenan, Evidence of Living.
This is Evidence of Living.
Sits on a doorstep, lifting his hands for to dampen the sound of a bitch who's informing the neighbors of intimate acts with some wave she had found, where the chimneys of steam emanate from the gutter in a dive bar where the hungry all stew. It is here that the brilliant blasphemers are sitting, cursing us under the moon. Oh, and every man under the sun, as the young ones were banging their drums. Is there any evidence of living left in this town? Would I find any evidence of living amongst the saddening crowd? Is there any evidence of living within there, within us?
Within us.
Would I find any evidence of living left in this town? In this town. A dishwasher had spoke of the New Testament, so I picked up a German edition, though I could read nor decipher one single cold word. I was joined by a strange apparition. He'd a face like an owl painter's radio.
Disgrace was his family name.
We played cards. I was happy just to be there. Happily losing. Happily lucid, waiting for morning, waiting to be saved. Is there any evidence of living left in this town? Will I find any evidence of living amongst the saddening, maddening crowds? Is there any evidence of living within them,
within them,
within us?
Within us.
But I find
any evidence of living
left in this town. We gathered our traveling circus. One and for all, we must hoist up the mast. Friends, we must move now to set an example. For every kid whose dreams died in fifth class. In the name of that choice, in a cracked anemic voice, a
she did silence the crowd. She awoke in that spirit. We all washed ourselves in it all by shuffling. I tripped and I moaned. Being wounded, she then brought me home by her bedside while combing her hair. She undressed and then whispered in prayer. Ask yourself, is there any evidence of living left in this town? Would I find any evidence of living amongst you saddening, maddening crows? Is there any evidence of living within them, within them, within us? Would I find any evidence of living left in this town? Shall we make it to the meadow? Is heaven just some other ghetto? The ankle ripped by a stiletto. We are the living in this town. We are the living in this town.
And how good is that? David Keenan, Dundalk's finest, isn't he? He's a wee legend. So the one I'm really excited about this year, loads of things to talk about. I see Dermot Kennedy is coming to New Zealand. Yes! Woohoo! So he's in Christchurch on the 25th of November, Wellington at the TSB on the 27th, and in Auckland, which I'm aiming to go to, at the Spark Arena on the 28th. So, yeah, go check him out. We're going to play some tunes. We're going to play, what's that with Lost? Yeah, great tune.
When everything was broken, the devil hit his second stride. But you remember what I told you. Someday I'll need your spine to hide behind. For fear of moments stolen,
I don't wanna say goodnight, but I still see you in the morning. Still know your heart and still know both your eyes. I could've told you about the long nights, how no one loves the birds that don't rise. So you can tell the heroes go hide. My sense of wonder is just a little tired. But if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine, you shine. I know you'd never leave me behind, but I am lost this time. Are we destined to burn or will we last the night? I will hold you till I hold you right. But if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine, you shine. So we'll run into the open, keep your hand inside of mine. And then when everything is over, I hope to think of this as better times. The sky got red and swollen, I guess I never see the signs. There can't be songs for every soldier, there can't be solace every time you cry. I could've told you about the long nights, how no one loves the birds that don't rise. So you can tell the heroes go hide. My sense of wonder is just a little tired. But if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine, you shine. I know you'd never leave me behind, but I am lost this time. Are we destined to burn or will we last the night? I will hold you till I hold you right. But if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine, you shine. I was lost till I found you. Now these songs will hold and hide your name. All it was all about you. Since that night the moon has never seemed the same. And if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine, you shine. I know you'd never leave me behind, but I am lost this time. What if the love you deserve is love you never find? I've learned in love and death we don't decide. And if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine, you shine.
How good is that, Dan McKennedy? As I say, coming here, I'm gonna make contact and try and get him on the show for a wee yarn. You know, from Dublin man, born in Rathkeel, County Dublin, and keen football fan and player. Start playing guitar at age 10, songwriting at 14. You know, from the age of 17, you know, taking it pretty serious. Went to Maynooth, and you know. And he comes from the, you know, that nice tradition of busking on Grafton Street. And, you know, like I think part of his journey was, you know, he got to know Glenn Hansard, who he met, you know, busking in Dublin. And, you know, that led to, you know, some of his start of his career. You know, so incredible. We're so looking forward to having him here. Yay. And Damon's probably best known for Power Over Me, so let's have a wee listen to this.
And now making his U.S. television debut with his single Power Over Me, ladies and gentlemen, Dermot Kennedy.
To be for me, oh, I want you to sing to me softly, cause then I'm out running the dark. That's all that love ever taught me. Oh, I call and I'll rush out, all out of breath now. You got that power over me. Shivered and shone. I'll never forget what you looked like on that night. But I know that time's gonna take me. I know that day's gonna come. I just want the devil to hate me. Oh, I call and I'll rush out. All out of breath now. You got that power over me. Got that power over me. My mind, everything I hold dear resides in those eyes. Power over me. My mind, the only one I know, the only one on my mind. You got that power over me.
And how good is that, Dermot Kennedy? So, as you say, here this November, so don't miss out. What's it? Christchurch, Wellington and Auckland from the 25th to the 28th of November. There really is no reason not to go, see. Well, unless you've got to fly to the moon or something like that. But, like, you know, otherwise, go. Go, 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 go. Hey, there's more cool stuff happening. Ash, who remembers 1977? More than 2 million copies sold worldwide, and written, recorded and released when most of the band was still 19, a cinematic punk pop soundtrack to binge drinking, chasing girls, youths and frustrated adolescent idealism. And it was awesome, you know, such great songs, Girl from Mars, Kung Fu, Angel Interceptor, Goldfinger and Oh Yeah, all of which reached the UK top 20. And helped cement Ash's reputation. So I went to see them, was it 2 or 3 years ago when they were here? On St. Patrick's Day. It was St. Patrick's Day, wasn't it? And they were kicked. It just totally kicked. So they're back here for the 20th anniversary New Zealand tour dates on Monday the 14th of September at the Tuning Fork and Tuesday the 15th of September at San Fran. So, whoo, let's have some Ash. Let's have some Girl from Mars.
Do you remember the time when you were a girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Oh, it's Deb, they'd playing cards and you were intimate cigars. And she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Sitting in our dreamy days by
by the water's edge, on a cool summer night, fireflies and stars in the sky, gentle glowing light from your cigarette. The breeze blowing softly on my face reminds me of something else, something that in my memory's been misplaced. Suddenly all comes back, and as I look to the stars, I remember the time when you were gone from Mars. I don't know if you knew that, always there with playing cards and the winter with cigars. But you never told me your name, I still love you, the girl from Mars. Searching through the darkness over the moon and strand, electricity in the air, twisting all through the night on the terrace. Now that summer is here, I know that you are almost in love with me. I can see it in your eyes, change lights shimmering over the sea tonight, and it almost blows my mind. And as I look to the stars, I remember the time when you were born on Mars. I don't know if you knew that, always there with playing cards, with winter and cigars. But you never told me your name, I still love you to go for more. If you'd returned, I thought that you were standing over me. When I woke, there was no one there. I still love you, girl from Mars. Do you remember the time when you were a girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Always there playing cards in the winter and cigars. Wish you never told me your name. Do you remember the time when you were a girl from Mars? I don't.
How good was that, Ash, Girl from Mars? As I say, they're here, they're this September, and go check them out. Ash are here this September, so go check them out. There's no reason not to, and they're so incredible. So yeah, have we just been having great music here in New Zealand recently, you know? Some great Irish bands, and just some really cool stuff. Hey, we're going to have a bit more Ash. This is Shining Light. You isn't that just so good? Ash, they're still pretty awesome. You just can't knock Ash. Yay! Hey, what else do we need to talk about? Celtic won the SPL. Whoa, Martin O'Neill. Hail, hail. What a legend. And I know, like, the game where Motherwell before was the handball, and yeah. Sometimes things go debatable, and, you know, people are human in the assessment of stuff, but yeah, still, like, you know, won 7 games in a row and just kept ploughing and dug deep, and yeah, you do feel sympathy for Hearts, you know, like, great performance, and it'd be great to see, you know, next year them to be back, and, you know, like, the SPL to genuinely feel like there's genuine competition between genuine, because I'd word genuine a few more times, not just Celtic and Rangers, you know, because I was reading the statistics, it was like, when was the last time they won? It was like 67 years ago, we got something, you know. You know, it'd be great, be really great, but hey, Celtic won, let's have a bit of Tin Lizzy Dancing in the Moonlight. Isn't that so good? You still can't beat a bit of Tin Lizzy. Hey, what else is happening? Well, I'm looking in Ireland, there's a by-election in Dublin Central, my old stomping grounds. You know, which north inner city, Cabra, Phibsborough, Drumcondra, East Wall and Glasnevin. And, you know, Fingal's Pascal Donohue has resigned. So, yeah, the most interesting thing is, what you call, Gerard Hutch is running, you know, total gangster, you know. Like, and, you know, like some politicians, you could say, oh, politicians, the gangsters. He's like a proper, like, you know, bang, bang gangster. Oh, is he going to sue me? Am I safe in Invercargill? Yeah, I'm probably safe. So, yeah, fun, you know. The gangsters are advancing. But, hey, let's keep my tunes going. This is the Pogues, the Body of an American.
When the fight was right, so they sent him to the war. Very well gone away, there's nothing left to say. With Staunch and Joe and an Aaron Gold, my love's in America. The calling of the rosary, Spanish wine from far away. I'm a free-born man, love the USA. Yeah! Goodbye. I remembered how I swore that I'd come back to you one day. And as the sunset came to meet the evening on a hill, I told you I'd always love you, I always did, I always will. Fairly well gone away, there's nothing left to say. But to say adieu to your eyes as blue as the water in the bay. To Big Jim Dwight, a man of war who was often heard to say, I'm a free-born man of the USA. I'm a free-born man of the USA.
Thank you.
And how good is that? The Pogues, The Body of an American. So it kind of once again comes to the end of another show. Just so you know, this show is available as a podcast on the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from the site, just look for the Programs tab. There's also links to stream podcasts can be found on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio Southland. And you can subscribe to the Apple Podcasts platform and never miss an episode. Oh, there's the updated accessmedia.nz app. Look for the kiwifruit logo. Download it for free from Google Play and then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. So there's never a reason to miss an episode of Kill and Crack and all the good shows in Radio Southland. So it's been an exciting 2 weeks in my life, and you know, the other one I really want to talk, and I've been thinking about how you phrased this, you know, like the beautiful lady who was selected as the Rose of Tralee, and it's, you know, is this what Ireland's going through at present? That she's, you know, like of an African extraction, or, you know, like generations ago, you know, but born in Sligo and raised in Dublin. And you look at all the racism that's being directed towards her, and it makes you feel deeply sad, you know, like, oh, to be the Rose of Tralee, do you need 27 generations of Irish heritage? You know, it's, you know, Ireland seems to be going through some really challenging times. And the bit, you see all these, like, all the support for all these far-right British rabble-rousing, you know, you can't even call them fringe because they're actually just so mainstream now. You know, we are British and we want British only. And you see these Irish guys actually jumping in on this bandwagon, and you're like, how does that end up being a thing? You know, like, do you actually remember 1916? But you've got to have faith, you know, there's great people in Ireland and we will come true. But, you know, yeah, let's always look on the bright side of life, as Monty Python says. Hey, we're going to leave you with something that I just love, and it's a bit of a regular on the show, but you can't go wrong with a bit of Andy's Bear by Keela.
Thank you.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.